Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us again one of my favorite guests, Cheryl Myers. Cheryl, I just love you, and I'm gonna promote you, and you said no, but you do travel. You go to Canada, and you travel around, so I'm going to now call you the International Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education, and I also want to let all our listeners know, I read your articles. You write for a lot of the leading publications, so you are one of the authorities. You're one of the best people in the field. I love it when you come on the show. My biggest problem is I got to let you talk. So, Cheryl, how are you doing today, sweetheart?
I am doing beautifully, and I'm so glad to be here. It's always a delight to do your show, Mike.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hey, we're going to talk about doggies and horsies and a little bit about the kitty cats. We'll explain about that. So you've got a new product line. It's a pet line. And I can't say enough good things about it. I'm very excited about it. But I noticed you really don't have anything for the little kitty cats yet. Can you explain that for me?
Well, one of the reasons that we decided to do a pet line, it's called Carry Naturally Animal Health, is because people were using our products for their dogs and their horses anyway.
Yeah.
And we were getting these wonderful stories from folks and special requests, like, can you make this easier for the dog to take?
Or, right.
Can we use this? Can you put this in pellets for the horses to mix with their food? So we were getting all of these requests, and we thought we've got all this interest and all these people using our products that we decided to go ahead and create our pet line, Carry Naturally Animal Health, in order to give greater ease of dosing administration and better directions for the people who chose to use these products.
Awesome.
Now, the reason we started with horses and dogs is because horses and dogs physiologically are a little bit more like people. They eat a broader spectrum.
They can eat
a lot.
Right.
Yes.
I feed my dog about everything. I know I'm not supposed to. Now, there's certain things.
Pretty much almost anything that we
eat. Yeah. There's certain things, and we won't get into that, but always double check, like chocolate and grapes and stuff. You should never do that. But there's other things too. So always check with a qualified vet or healthcare practitioner. And you just don't feed, your pets anything. So, okay.
Right. But for the most part, they are more omnivorous. That means that they eat from plants, they eat from animals. Cats, on the other hand, are true carnivores.
Yes, they are.
They are not designed to eat anything except meat.
Mm-hmm.
And so their digestion, their immune systems, all of it's a little bit different and it's a little bit trickier.
Okay.
Now, we do have two products in our pet line that can be used with cats, but we have not launched any products specifically for cats as of yet, although we have had some requests, and we have been so delighted at how well our animal health line has been received that if it continues to grow, I would look towards launching some cat products in the very near future.
Awesome. Yeah, because we're already selling some of your products, and of course, we're trying to promote it on the radio because I don't know if people know that we even have it. Just as an overview here, the product line basically for dogs, we're talking about things for calming, cellular immune health, joint and hip health, skin and coat, and bladder health. I can't wait to talk about the bladder health. And then for horses, it's joint, muscle, skin health, and then the power of the curcumin, which, is inflammation, antioxidant, all of the, what we call the Indian gold. So there's all kinds of things that curcumin. I mean, how many studies are out on curcumin now? Last time it was like 10,563 majors.
It's almost 13,000 now.
Wow.
Over 12,000 studies specifically on curcumin,
yeah,
which is the compound that's extracted from turmeric. And they're not the same thing, and that's one of the biggest questions that I get asked.
Uh-huh.
Why not just sprinkle a little bit of spice on my cereal in the morning or on my dog's food? Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. It's a good, healthy food. But when you look at curcumin, only 2% to 5% of turmeric is curcumin.
Right.
And curcumin is the medicine that we find in turmeric. Additionally, you would have to take up to 500 capsules of the same size of turmeric to get the amount of curcumin delivered in one single capsule of our Curacell curcumin for pets. So it's very hard to achieve medicinal levels using a food, right, like a little bit of a spice.
Right.
So when we talk about clinical studies, the clinical studies are on curcumin. But there's an issue with curcumin that it's not very well absorbed, and that's why we use a special kind of curcumin that has a patented process. We use it in all of our curcumin products where the curcumin is bound to turmeric essential oil. The two are, each little flake of curcumin absorbs or is impregnated with just a little bit of that turmeric essential oil.
Perfect.
And as a result of that, it has a very high advanced absorption, so that instead of 8 or 10 capsules, you only have to take one. But in addition to that, the turmeric essential oil delivers compounds called turmerones that themselves are quite healthy.
Right.
And help the curcumin be more powerful after absorption. I sometimes jokingly call it the now and later. Remember that candy, now and later?
Yeah, now and laters. Yeah.
You get the help with the absorption now, and you get the extra benefits later.
Later. Yeah, and I know that with these particular products, they can stay, some of the studies show they can stay in your body for up to like 12 hours, so you do get a good residual. You don't have to do, you know, as much dosing because you don't have as much of a loading and rebound. It stays in your body. The other thing, Cheryl, I will tell you, and you know this about me, when manufacturer or sales rep or anybody presents a new product, 99% of the time, I am going to try it. And I will tell you, I have tried virtually every turmeric curcumin product out on the market. I just tested another one because a rep came in and said, oh, we're so much cheaper and it's just as good as the Terry Naturally curcumin product, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I've been taking it for a week and I'm glad the test is over because I got to, in fact, I cheated a little bit yesterday. I was like, I got to get back on my curcumin. I noticed a big difference. So, I mean, I use my own body, and that your body is like the best testing instrument. And I can tell you, I have tried every product or similar products, you know, because you can look at the formula. I have tried every curcumin product out on the market, and your product is the best. And I'm not saying this for any other reason than for my customers and for myself. It is the best, and I've tried them all. So,
yeah, well, there's a reason. It's the most clinically studied enhanced absorption curcumin in the world.
Yeah.
Did you know, this may surprise you because we haven't chatted for a few weeks, we're up to 50 studies now published specifically on
50.
Our unique patented combination
the BCM
of 95 essential oil.
Biocurcumin maximized to 95% BCM 95 formulations,
yeah.
Correct?
Really, yes, indeed. We have, I think it's 51 or 52, but we're up to 50 studies now.
Those are
like
human?
It's like a snowball rolling downhill.
Human clinical.
Not all of them.
Okay.
But we have human clinical studies.
Mm-hmm.
We have veterinary studies.
Oh, wow.
Studies in dogs, cats, and horses. And we also, in addition to that, have some experimental studies as well.
Okay. You know, hello, everybody. This is Mike from Merry Man Herbs. This product I have been selling for a number of years. It is a phenomenal product. I personally think it is the best product for pain and inflammation. You try it. It's guaranteed. And there are no, I don't know of any negative side effects. All I know is that, yeah, there's a big side effect. Everybody sitting down, you're going to live healthier, happier, and longer. I mean, I cannot believe this product makes me look good. I take it myself. I've taken it for years. I mean, we're talking everything from helping to reduce the incidence of cancer. There's studies on that to super anti-inflammatory to brain, Alzheimer's, senile dementia to, you know, it's cleansing for your liver. It's a product that takes away pain that's good for your liver. Can you believe that? And it uplifts your mood. I mean, there's so many studies. There's books on it. And I remember writing an article about this 10 years ago, and the editor really beat me up and said, yeah, too good to be true. Well, if it is, then usually things that are too good to be true are, and we can't publish all this. And so I presented all the studies, and they still beat it up. And I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry people have these weird attitudes, because this stuff has been known for millennia. There's thousands of studies. There's some really major gold standard studies, and people still, I don't know, Cheryl, I don't know. I feel sorry for everybody that has not even known about this or tried it, because they're really missing out. Okay, so we have Curacao curcumin for the doggies.
For the dogs. So that's pure curcumin.
Yeah,
is it? 375 milligrams of curcumin.
Right.
With the turmeric essential oil. So
awesome.
It has the enhanced absorption. You can use that for immune system problems. I know a lot of people who have dogs with cancer are using it to try to keep their animals healthy, or using it in conjunction with their veterinarian's oversight. You can use it for dogs who have like a depressed mood.
Yeah.
But we forget that our canine companions can have some issues along those lines as well.
They're very emotional.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
they really are. They have a rich emotional life that sometimes needs a little extra nutraceutical support. Absolutely.
I just look at my dog and I look at him. It's kind of like Elf from the movie. I love you. I love you. I love you. You know, it's just my dog. I just see it in his eyes. My wife says he's absolutely crazy.
But well, anyway, in addition to the Curacao, which can be used for, as you mentioned before, it does have a profound effect on inflammation. But for actual pain, for dogs that are having some joint flexibility issues or joint health issues, we have our joint and hip
joint
formula.
Joint and hip formula.
That's the combination of that excellent curcumin with turmeric essential oil with a uniquely standardized and purified Boswellia that's up to 10 times more powerful than unstandardized Boswellia.
Yes.
And best of all, and this is where we listen to the people who
I'm loving this.
Contacting us.
I know what you're going to tell me. It's in a chewable wafer?
Yes.
With
it's
beef
an
liver.
Wafer.
With
and
beef
it's with
liver.
Good, healthy liver, yes.
And oh, so my gosh.
We haven't found a dog yet that doesn't just
treat.
Think that this is yummy. Yes. So we've really tried to make dosing and administration a lot easier for dog owners. And you would not believe the reports that we've gotten from individuals who have used this.
Oh, yes, I would. I
my
would.
My dog couldn't go upstairs anymore. Now my dog's running up and downstairs like a puppy. My dog couldn't jump in the car anymore. My dog couldn't jump up on the sofa with me. Now my dog is frisking about like he's 5 years younger.
Oh, yeah. And I would believe it. I've had some of my customers tell me, yeah, the dog couldn't even get hardly up and down off the couch and was just laying around all the time. And I started supplementation. And within even the first day, it's like getting up and off the couch and running around. And within a week, they're like out playing. And it's like, I got my doggy back.
Now, and I love the side effects. You talked about the side effects
yes.
of a long and healthier life. You know, we never want to see our animals in pain. It's a horrible experience.
And they can't tell you either. You can just see it from the way they act.
They try to endure.
And they try to cover it up, too, because that's a natural instinct. If your animal is in pain, because if it would show that it was in pain, it might get eaten or attacked by the pack or whatever. So dogs really actually try to cover up their pain, which makes it even harder. And they can't talk. Well, some of them can, but... But yeah.
You know, but the nice thing is that when we look at what is often used mainstream for pain for dogs, you're right. It can cause a lot of liver issues. It can cause a lot of kidney issues. This is the reverse. Not only does it help with the pain, but it helps to improve liver health.
Cleanses
it
the body.
It helps to improve kidney health.
Sure it does. Okay, dosage here now. I was always told, and I work with several holistic vets, and one of them, usually you've got to do a little bit bigger dose for animals because their system is slower and more primitive. You know, a lot of people think, I've got to give them like half the human dose. And one of my vets told me sometimes it's 5 to 7 times the amount of the human dose that they give to the animals, depending on the way. Now, obviously, if you have a little teeny, teeny, tiny dog, you have to be very careful. But, okay, so we got a chewable wafer on the joint and hip formula, and you've got it. I love this. You've got for different weights, 16 to 60 pounds, it's 1 to 2. And over 60, it's 2 or 3. And if you really, I'm sure with like my dog, he's a big mastiff, so I could probably give him 4 or 5. He's almost a couple hundred pounds. So he's a little horse. He's my little pony. So
absolutely.
I could probably give him more, and he would love that because mastiffs love to, all dogs do, they love to eat. Wonderful treats for the dogs. Now on the Curacao, it looks like I'm seeing that this is a soft gel. How do we do that? Can you prick it open and squeeze it on their food?
You could, but that make sure you aren't wearing a white pantsuit when you do it.
Right, because it's yellow, I know.
It's a very vivid coloration.
Right.
Mostly people just pill their dogs when they're using Curacao.
Okay.
It is a soft gel that is designed to be slippery. So when it gets wet, it slides down the throat really easily.
Okay.
So most people just put it in their dog, in the back of the dog's mouth.
Right.
Rub their neck a little bit.
Okay.
Some people actually use, you know, there's devices called pillers. They're a little plastic device that you put the pill in, and then you shove the pill part of the way down the throat and just inject it so that the dog swallows it. That's probably the best way to use it. Now, when you're using joint and hip formula,
that
you would use all the time. For
a
dog that has more serious issues, I think that owners are used to pilling their dog. Could you cut it open? Absolutely, but it's not a bad flavor, but it's a strong
flavor. It's turmeric.
Dilute it with a lot of dog food. I just think I had a Siberian Husky who had some health issues, and I had to give her two capsules and one tablet a day for her health issues, and I just got so used to pilling that it wasn't even, and she did too.
Yeah.
She didn't even fight me on it. She just like, yep, here it comes.
Okay, and sometimes, I like to cheat a little bit, but a little peanut butter or cheese on it, and then they don't
sometimes that'll do it.
It's like, we've got our dog, he knows how to do a spoon now, so if we put a pill and a little bit of peanut butter on a spoon, he licks it right off, and it's like, oh, goody, goody. So, it's a matter of training.
Dogs are gulpers.
They are. They really, yes, they do not, mastication? They do not chew their food very much.
Not much, no.
Yep.
Uh-uh.
So, that makes it easy. All right, so we've got, joint and hip formula. And the Curacao curcumin, which does all of the things that we said that the human stuff does for your pets. So let's get into, and we've talked about this one before, the calming formula. Now, I'm assuming, because I don't have the formula in front of me, but I'm thinking this is the Anxiocom from that wonderful echinacea extract.
Absolutely.
Studied in Poland.
Absolutely. It's the clinically studied Anxiocom, which is a unique compound that's purified from echinacea. Not a full echinacea extract, which means it doesn't have an impact on your immune system. Everybody
right.
has an immune system, and echinacea, they think that that's what it's for. But it turns out there is a compound found in Angustifolia especially that when you take it out and purify it, is an endocannabinoid or a phytocannabinoid.
Right, and do the dogs means, have that system too?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they
would, wouldn't they? Yes.
Yeah. So
awesome.
What we do is when we put in this plant-based cannabinoid, mm-hmm. which is merely means it's a compound found in a plant that flips the cannabinoid switches in the dog's body. And
wow.
The thing I love about this is that research has shown that it flips the switches for mm-hmm. relaxation, mm-hmm. calm, a sense of feeling and control, not feeling overwhelmed, but at the same time doesn't alter thinking and does not cause sleepiness.
Right.
So it's great to use occasionally if you have a dog that gets worked up over thunderstorms.
Storms. I'm just thinking, yeah, I got a lot of customers, and there's a homeopathic remedy that we use, but this would be so, so much better. And I think, yeah, oh my gosh. And then I'm thinking, too, the Anxiocom for humans, we can't hardly keep that in stock. Once people try that and they're getting off a lot of their pharmaceuticals that have all the side effects, you know, the people that are high anxiety, and it works for, I'd say, 95 to 98% of my customers. There's always one or two people, it's like, nah, it didn't do anything. Maybe they didn't dose it right or whatever, or their body's different. I mean, everybody's different. But yeah, I'm thinking too, I mean, you know, sometimes would this help for maybe a little bit of the travel sickness too, like on trips
Absolutely.
And stuff?
Absolutely. If your dog gets really worked up, some, you know, most dogs love to go for rides in the car, but some dogs just do not. And or they get upset going to the groomer.
There's
all kinds of occasional uses for this product. You can also use it on an everyday basis if you have a dog that's wired a little bit too tightly.
Yes.
Maybe the dog's suffering from separation anxiety. It's certainly worth giving a try.
Or
two a day to see how it works with your pet.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking like a rescue pet, because, I mean, that's what our dog basically was, adopted. And I know a lot of people that are into rescue pets, and a lot of times they have issues and baggage, and this would be very, very beneficial. And I just had a flashback because I remember the first few times that our little dog Honey, when we took her to the vet, she got so worked up she threw up in the car like the first.
Aww.
Finally she ended up loving to go for rides, but you could tell it wasn't her most favorite thing, because some dogs, like, I mean, I've got dogs that if you're have them out and around and they see the vehicle, they'll just stand there like, I want to go for a ride, you know. But yeah, she was a little bit uptight about that. But I remember, you know, that we finally got her calmed down, but this would have been, oh gosh, we would have had it. Now let's see, dosage and delivery. What are we looking here on this?
These are incredibly tiny little tablets.
Okay.
They are very, very easy to just pop in the dog's mouth or hide in a treat. They're very easy to administer. For smaller dogs, one tablet a day. Even a small dog could have it twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs over 25 pounds, 1 to 2 tablets at a time or before any stressful situation.
Right.
They could certainly double that dose or take twice a day if they need to.
Awesome.
A lot of dogs, especially if it's more of a daytime issue or separation issues, you might just have to dose in the morning and then you don't need it when you come home at night. But if you've got a dog that's nervous all the time, it certainly doesn't hurt to give a second dosage.
Particularly maybe in the evening when you're trying to get them to go to sleep and you don't want to be having them wanting to go out all night 2 or 3 times just because they want to go outside. I have a dog that likes to do that, 2 o'clock in the morning. And you take them out and they're like, maybe they'll urinate a little bit and then they'll be like, oh, I want to go down the road. I want to go for a ride. It's like, no, let's go back in. And of course, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway, because, you know, I'm silly and everything. But sometimes I'm too lazy to, like, I may just be in my underwear or something and I'm taking the dog out real quick. I live out in the country, but it's not always a good idea to walk your dog down the road in your mm-hmm. underwear, because the mail lady showed up one day and that was a little bit embarrassing.
I wouldn't mind having a video of that. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah. And she kind of smiled at me and I'm like,
No, I'm not trying to expose myself. It's you caught me. You know, I ran back in the house. My wife cracked up, man. It was funny.
Oh,
so
my.
Anyway, yeah,
you
early morning newspaper delivery.
That's an excellent segue to the bladder control product.
Yes. Let's segue into that. We could talk all day on. Now, this is obviously the Saga Pro that the humans use. And the delivery on this looks like tablets?
It's a tablet. You can crush it and put it into food, or you can wrap it in a treat. It's a small tablet. It crushes pretty easily. It doesn't have a really bold flavor, so dogs generally don't mind having it mixed in with their food.
Right.
Or you can just, again, you can give it in a treat. The bladder control product is excellent. It's that clinically studied Angelica.
Stop, sweetheart.
Okay.
This product is phenomenal. I don't even care about clinical studies or anything, and I'm sure it's validating. I had a dog that had severe kidney liver disease, and it was like time we were going to maybe have to put her down, and the vet didn't have anything. And I thought, you know what, because that's when you had brought the Saga Pro in for humans. I went home, I gave my dog, I think, two pills, and she was normally having to urinate. We had diapers on her and everything, but she was having to urinate 5 to 7 times during the night. I mean, she just had severe, I'm sure she had interstitial cystitis. She had all kinds of issues, you know, retracted vulvular region. I mean, she, as a puppy, she had a lot of issues. That first night, she only had to go out one time. I could not believe it. And that dog lived 5 years longer and had quality of life. Now, I think by the time she died, we actually had to have her put to sleep because she had an inoperable cancerous tumor in her throat that actually we kind of kept at bay with the curcumin and a lot of other stuff. The vet's like, I don't know what you did, but this dog lived at least 5 years longer than I could have, you know, we could have kept her going and had a good quality of life. But by the end, I think I was doing 4 to 6 of the Saga Pro adult version pills a day. And man, it helped her so much. It was unbelievable. And I will tell you, we finally figured out, because she, the last year of her life, we figured out, because we took her off all of the, and I probably am going to get in trouble for this one, but I'll just say the flea shots and the heartworm and all of that. We took her off of everything, and her bladder situation kind of cleared up. So it was the cancer that got her. And I'm like, if I would have known that the meds, the veterinarian meds that we were giving my dog was messing with her that much, we would have tried to reduce or do something. But that's what was really the core of her issue. Issues, and it's sad. So you might want to look into that. People don't understand sometimes these pharmaceuticals create more disease and cause more problems. But anyway, I can't say enough good things about this, Cheryl.
Well, it has a lot of excellent utilization for human beings.
Oh, sure.
Who need better bladder capacity.
It works.
People that have to get up frequently at night, or women especially have the issue of with coughing or sneezing or lifting something heavy, they sometimes lose a little
right.
bit of urinary control.
Dribble, yeah. And men too,
yeah.
with the night trips.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
this is how I sell the product, because I told people, I said, hey, I gave it to my dog, and you can't do a placebo on pets. And my dog was like, well, the next day, I said, so this stuff works, because I tested it out on my dog. Okay, skin and coat. Dogs get hot spots, itchy. A lot of them have dry skin. The wintertime, we're coming up on that. This looks like it's got some phenomenal oils in it. Tell me about this product, Skin and Coat Blend of Omegas.
First, many of your listeners are probably interested in the natural space, and they're probably feeding their dogs a higher quality of dog food.
Oh, yes,
than most.
Yes.
But we do find that a lot of the nutrients in dog food are missing, especially the oils. And when they do deliver them, if they try to bump up the oil amount in the dog's food, they're more prone to rancidity, and rancidity
right.
creates really hard-to-quench free radicals.
Yes.
So as a result, you know, sometimes the dogs are not getting quite the volume of fat,
mm-hmm.
The EPA, the DHA, the omega-6s, omega-9s, all of those types of things, you're not getting quite as much as they could use to have a really shiny coat and healthy skin and bright, shiny eyes. So this is an excellent oil blend. It contains flaxseed, pumpkin seed, sunflower seed, cod liver oil,
wow.
sesame seed, and a little bit of rosemary.
Oh, yeah, and that's a perfect preservative, and it does
absolutely.
A lot of other things, antioxidant.
It's a natural compound that
yeah.
helps keep the oil stable.
But it does a lot of other things, too. Rosemary's rosmarinic acid is a natural anti-carcinogen. It's phenomenal. I love seeing that in products.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a fabulous product.
Hey,
just 1 teaspoon a day mixed in with
right.
your dog's food. You need to refrigerate it after opening, though.
Sure.
I mean, it's shelf-stable while it's closed, but once it's opened, you need to keep it in your fridge.
Yeah, I'm seeing here that you have guaranteed analysis on this. This is what I love about your company, super high quality. Now, most of these products, we'll get into the horse here. We're just about out of time, but we'll talk about the horsey stuff here. But most of these I'm seeing suggested to retail around $20, $30. So they're not very expensive. And, of course, if you have a smaller dog, they'll last longer. Bigger dog, maybe not as much. But, I mean, we're talking super high quality, specifically designed and dosed and everything for your pet. They really, really work. So let's talk real quickly and about horses. You have the Comfrey Cream for horses. Wow.
Well, you know, the Comfrey Cream is excellent for human beings, too.
Oh,
it's our trauma-free Comfrey Cream.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on for hours about that.
We designed it as an equestrian formula because so many horses have scrapes or rashes or, they can have a sore area.
Oh, yeah, because it's antiseptic. Right, and it's healing.
The wonderful thing about this cream is that it helps to facilitate healing. It reduces pain.
Right.
It reduces inflammation. The reason it's unique from other Comfreys on the market is because Comfrey contains a liver toxin called PA, pyralazidine alkaloids.
Can you say that again? I love that. Pyralazidine alkaloids, right?
Pyralazidine alkaloids, PA. And those are liver toxins.
Mm-hmm.
They can damage horses. They can damage humans.
From the Comfrey.
They can damage dogs.
Right.
So as a result of that, you can't use a Comfrey cream over an open area or someplace where an animal might lick it.
Sure.
So what we have, we've partnered with a company in Germany who developed this for the human market in Germany. It's been on the market for over 20 years.
Yes.
And it's the only PA-free Comfrey cream in the world. So
awesome.
You don't have to worry about absorption of liver toxins. So you get all the benefits of the Comfrey plant without
Absolutely.
Any of the negatives.
And doesn't it come from like a monastery or something in Germany?
It
special
is.
Species?
You have such a fine memory.
Oh,
there,
Cheryl,
the
thank
place
you.
That where it's grown,
yeah.
There's a monastery that was founded in 700 AD.
Wow. The ancients used it, the Romans and the Greeks.
It's been in continuous operation for all that time.
Wow.
And one of the things that this monastery does is it works with the natural medicines folks in Germany to grow a variety of different plants. So they're very, very good at growing the herbs, and that's where it's grown and harvested.
Well, see, we had a customer that was using it for herself, and she has horses, so she started using it even before you came out with this on her horses and was telling me stories about it. So, I mean, we've been doing this for quite a while. Now, there's a Boswellia balm, which probably mm-hmm. addresses the five locks, and that would be another one that you could use for your horses. Obviously, it's probably very soothing. That mainly would be for what, pulled muscles and things like that?
Yes, a Boswellia is more of an intensive Boswellia.
Yeah.
It isn't a balm. It's an ointment that you would use for any kind of more serious
right.
concern. Whereas the spray is an after-workout leg spray to keep that circulation
awesome.
Going and
oh,
keep
yeah.
those legs comfortable and healthy.
Oh, awesome. And then last but not least is a Curamax, and I see that it's in like a powder form, so that could be just put into their feed. And
yes,
okay.
We used to have a Curamin
uh-huh.
that was sold in a powder form, and what we heard from the horse folks is that the powder would sift through the food
oh, right.
and they would lose some of the value because the horses wouldn't lick it from the bottom of the trough.
Sure.
So they ask us to try a different delivery. So this is pelletized. So because
awesome.
This is in tiny pellets, you don't have any waste. The horses eat it right along with their feed, and so you get the full full dosage whenever you give it to your horse.
Awesome. And it does, I'm sure it does everything for the horse that the regular Curamin would do for the humans. Hey, Cheryl, we're out of time. This has been fantastic. I can't say enough good things about the products. And customers, please come out and try these. They are absolutely phenomenal. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
If you would like to hear this show again, go to www.marimann.com and click on Mike on the Radio.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Earth.